Yeah, and it's a good question. Why would God have set the scheme up the way he did with this life? And if I'm saying then ages to come, in which there's still... Why do that? It seems odd. I guess the first thing I'd say is, I'm not sure that I have to be able to answer that question. You know, that I don't know why God did things the way I think God did things. Well, I think God did them that way, so he must have had a good reason, because he's God. That I don't know what the reason is simply a comment that I'm ignorant, and God hasn't chosen to share that with me, but that's hardly a surprise. So it's not a question that troubles me, but I think it's a sensible question. Why would God have done it that way? I don't know. Does it seem that strange? I don't know. Maybe it seems strange because you're not used to it. Maybe I'm just too used to it. It doesn't seem strange to me.
I suppose the logic would be, is life better with Jesus or not? If not, then there's no reason to become a Christian. But if it is, then there's every reason to become a Christian.
Is that the answer to the question? I mean,
in a sense.
Yeah,
in a sense. It's like, I think it's a big combination of kind of our heaven and hell view sometimes. It stops us believing that life can happen now. And that in Christ we have this foretaste of.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe God gives... Yeah, why God does it, and why... And it partly depends on... I don't know, I struggle with free will and sovereignty, and I haven't quite decided how those fit together, so I don't... I have more questions than I have answers, so that's not much use, is it? My life is full of questions, but I rest assured that God knows the answers, so that's okay. Thank goodness.